This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The much-anticipated $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan was headed to an expected narrow final approval in the U.S. House yesterday after the Senate okayed a revised version last weekend. The bill contains billions more for ag and food programs. Combined food and ag provisions in the bill total nearly $23 billion, including more than $10 billion to strengthen the ag and food supply chains. American Farm Bureau Chief Economist John Newton.
There's approximately $4 billion to provide debt forgiveness for socially disadvantaged farmers. There's also another $1 billion to provide outreach and support for socially disadvantaged farmers and increase land ownership for those farmers and ranchers. And then there's also nearly $4 billion for food supply chain and pandemic response programming.
For food box type help and to stem COVID spread among agricultural workers.
The $4 billion for food supply chain and pandemic response includes $300 million for animal surveillance, so there are certain animal species like cats and minks that are known to carry the variant that causes COVID-19 in humans. And then overtime inspection cost reduction is another $100 million.
And also other big pieces.
$800 million for food for peace, and then $500 for rural health care grants.
All told, leaving just over $12 billion to extend by 3 months through September 30th, a 15% boost in food stamp benefits, more for WIC, extend pandemic EBT benefits for kids, and food for seniors, homeless young adults, and the U.S. territories. The Department of Agriculture's latest World Ag Supply and Demand Report offered little change from February estimates. Released yesterday, this month's 2020-21 U.S. corn supply and use outlook is unchanged from last month. The projected season average farm price is unchanged at $4.30 a bushel. The U.S. soybean supply and use projection for 2020-21 are for mostly unchanged from February, with soybean crush and exports projected at 2.2 billion bushel and 2.25 billion bushel, respectively. Ending stocks remained at 120 million bushel, down 405 million from last year's record. The U.S. season average soybean price is projected at $11.15 a bushel, unchanged from February. Although current cash prices are significantly higher, prices received through January have averaged just over $10 a bushel, reflecting forward pricing at lower prices. The supply and demand outlook for 2020-21 U.S. wheat is mostly unchanged in March, but there are offsetting by class changes to exports and imports. The season average farm price is unchanged at $5 a bushel. And the Department of Agriculture on Tuesday announced the nationwide extension of waivers that allow all children to continue to receive nutritious meals this summer when school is out of session. These flexibilities, now available through September 30th, USDA is extending the waivers to provide local program operators with clarity and certainty for the summer months ahead, when many children cannot access the school meals they depend on during the academic year. The waivers were previously extended through June 30th. Agricultural Secretary Tom Vilsack says, "We will do everything we can to make sure children get access to healthy foods." The waivers extended Tuesday allow for safe meal distribution sites that serve all children for free, regardless of income. The waivers also allow meals served through the Summer Food Service Program and Seamless Summer Option, collectively known as the Summer Meal Program, to be made available in all areas at no cost. Moving on now to State of Illinois Ag News on your Tuesday, small business farmers across the state could soon sell directly to consumers instead of only selling at farmers markets under a new act. According to Kelly Lay, owner of D20 Pepper Products in Leroy, the Home to Market Act could bring small business farmers more opportunity.
You know, there's always that trade-off between safety and, you know, entrepreneurial spirit. And currently, under the law, it's only legal to produce food out of your home kitchen if you're going to sell it at a farmer's market. So you cannot sell to your neighbor. You cannot go to, you know, Oktoberfest and sell at the local festivals and fairs. You can't have a cupcake stand out on the corner of your house. You can only go to a farmer's market. It's the only legal way to sell home kitchen goods. So the Home to Market Act really says, you know, hey, we've got all these people, especially with COVID and people home and baking. And I don't know about you, but I've seen some fabulous bread coming out of people's kitchens. But, you know, these are small businesses that just need a chance to thrive. And farmers markets really aren't very viable. You know, they were difficult to get into this last year. There's not a lot of room and a lot of question about how many people will come to them. So with the Home to Market Act, we looked at expanding so that you will be able to sell from your home kitchen direct to customer. So if you say, I want to sell a hot sauce over Facebook directly to you, that would be legal. I could go to local fairs and festivals. I could go to the farmers market still. Or if I just, you know, want to invite my friends over and sell them something out of my kitchen, as long as it follows the rules, which also got clarified in the Home to Market Act, that's perfectly legal.
Leigh is in her second year of growing over 55 different varieties of peppers, and she also said that State Representative Will Gazzardi of the 39th District is the bill sponsor. And much of March has been dry across Illinois, but that'll change as we go on for the rest of this week. A more active weather pattern is on the way, according to meteorologist Dan Hicks.
I think the wettest period of time is going to be starting later this week and through the 6 to 10-day time frame. I think during that period of time, most of the Midwest is going to have above normal amounts of precipitation, and we may have a two-week period of time where some parts of the state pick up as much as 2 to 4 inches of melted precipitation, certainly jumping up those March totals quite a bit during that period of time. Right now, I don't see major snowfall in Illinois. It looks like perhaps some northern areas of the Midwest will have the best chance for some snow. Once we get past the 10 or 12-day time frame, it does look a little bit drier than for the 11 to 15-day and beyond. So I think the wettest weather is going to come later this week through about the 20th or so of March. I see a little bit of a drier window returning after that time. Regarding temperatures, cooling down a little bit later this week, I think that the 6 to 10, 11 to 15-day period, temperatures will be a bit closer to normal, but no sign of return to well below normal temperatures like we saw back in February.
And according to data from the Illinois State Climatologist, the preliminary statewide average February temperature was 20 degrees, about 11 degrees below the last 30-year average, and it was also ranked the 10th coldest on record dating back 125 years to 1895. And finally, now we'll take a look at local ag news coming up across the Mid-Illinois listening area. The Highland FFA chapter, along with the Green for Life initiative, will have a used oil drive this coming Saturday. This was originally scheduled for this past Saturday, but again, it will be held this coming Saturday, the 13th, at the Highland Middle School parking lot, and it will be held from 8 till noon on Saturday. And also being held this coming Saturday is the Macoupin County Farm Bureau Young Farmers Tire Drive. It'll be held at Carlinville Truck Equipment at 20868 University Street in Carlinville. Cost to recycle is $1 a tire, and they'll be accepting passenger and light-duty tires only 13 to 20 inches, and there is a limit of 20 tires a person. Tires must be off the rim and be free of mud and other debris. Again, this will be held on Saturday morning from 8 until 12 noon or until both trailers are full. This year they have two trailers. And the Macoupin County Farm Bureau Young Farmers Tire Drive is sponsored by Carlinville Truck Equipment, Century 21, Brant Consolidated, M&M Service Company, and J.F. Benty Sons. And that'll conclude your Ag News here on a Wednesday afternoon. But remember, you can always send us your Ag News by an email at WSMI@WSMIRadio.com. So again, for this Wednesday afternoon, March 10th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.